SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The Wisconsin Ford Dealers Post Game Show as the Badgers defeat Iowa this afternoon, 74-63. Joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Nothing like attacking the rim and getting to the foul line a lot with guys who know how to knock it down.
Yeah, the old school basketball there. When threes aren't always going down, let's do it the old-fashioned way.
And actually pretty good looks, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. It was just a matter of, you know, eventually. When we needed them to go down to get separation, they did.
But you look at your guys and having the experience, but understanding, hey, this isn't it. Put your head down, get to the basket. That's what John did, just to kind of give you a little bit of a buffer.
Right.
And then you kind of... You could feel everyone breathe a little bit
right,
at that point.
Right, yeah.
Were you emphasizing, hey, we got to get to the rim a little bit more, obviously?
Well, emphasize the thing we talked about at half. I had them tell me, as I always do, all the things that, what are you guys talking about? Because I leave them talk for 7-8 minutes before I walk in. And then, so I listed them on the board. And what they all really boiled down to, compete. Why run step for step with them? Let's compete. And I said, that'll help your defense. It'll help your offense. You compete, the ball will go in. So I thought we competed. We had more of an edge to us in the second half.
There's all kinds of things we could talk about here, but everybody knows in this league how dangerous Peyton Sanford is. He's really struggled. You guys really did a great job against him in these two games.
Really good job by a multitude of guys that were on him. You know, he got one early where we made a mistake on a screen, but, you know, I thought other than that, we were pretty well attached to him and really – You know, our bigs did a good job, too, of shocking the ball screens and not letting the ball get downhill where we had to rotate and create closeouts. And you don't want to be in a closeout game with Iowa the way they shoot it and move the ball. So, defensively, I thought some good things.
He was 2 for 11.
Yeah,
I love
he
your
hit the
coach
first
touch.
One. Yeah, because we went underneath the screen.
That's what coaches do.
Right in front of me. It was right here, Brian.
I knew you were going to bring it up. That's why I'm laughing.
And
so
I won't even name who went under the screen.
But your attention to detail, that's what makes this team good, because they can be coached. And then they can carry that over throughout the game.
Right.
And I think that's the experience, obviously. But your big guards were into them. They were forcing them. They were making them uncomfortable. And I think that's the stuff that the signs of a really good team are there. Because you've got, you know, just.
We can come at you in different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah, different ways. We can do it through the paint. And actually playing through Steve and drawing double teams and then playing out a closeout, we did that a little bit better in the second half than we did in the first half. So, and Gilly, again, I know he didn't bang in threes, but I thought he was important in terms of on the glass and just connecting us defensively. Jack Janicki's three was big. I just thought it was a little not a great matchup with all the moving parts for Xavier for as much defensively. You have to have some experience and mobility. And Gilly, when they play smaller, more mobile and more experience obviously helps us.
All right. Appreciate let you get in the locker room and talk to your guys.
I will.
So bus ride back. So congrats,
it's
man.
It'll be good.
Absolutely.
All right.
Appreciate
see you guys.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
Badgers
coach.
Head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as the Badgers defeat Iowa here this afternoon, 74-63. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers 74, the Iowa Hawkeyes 63. That's your final. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers pull away late to defeat Iowa 74-63. Time now for Butchie's breakdown of this big Badger win.
And I'll start with the free throw line. You look at Wisconsin getting there 17 times, but it was really the second half being able to get there 14 times and just give themselves some breathing room. I thought it was really important in this game. The three-point line, they go 12 of 35, and they still find a way to win. Most teams obviously don't do that. I think the experience of what they've got, 15 assists, the ball was moving when they needed it to. A couple of those attacks, as far as why John Tadja was able to get to the free throw line, was because the ball moved, it forced a closeout, and then John Tadja attacked the closeout. Points in the paint, I thought that was going to be a big part of this game. It was even at 20-20, so that's why you're sitting here with a close game. I know the final 74-63, but this game was much, much closer than that final result. It was a good, great college basketball game, and Wisconsin just found a way to get things done. And I think having the experience of this group, and you could tell that Iowa was, you know, struggling down the stretch a little bit. Their depth, I think, is the biggest issue and will be the biggest issue for Iowa the rest of the season. But Wisconsin's just continuing to find a way to get things done. But to me, biggest number on that, Matt, is the free throw line. And getting there 14 times in that second half.
Yeah, and John Tanjay going on a 9 straight free throw makes there in that second half. 9 of 10 at the foul line. 22 points for Tanjay. John Blackwell with 19. Max Klusman ends up with 9. 7 points, 8 boards for Stephen Crow. Kamari McGee with 5. Jack Janicki with 3. Carter Gilmore with 3. And on down the line, do we mention Nolan Winter? He had 4 points, 7 rebounds. Here in the game, Xavier Amos had 2 on a tip dunk in this game in the first half. For the Hawkeyes, Price Sanford with 14, Josh Dix with 13, Drew Thelwell with 11, Seydou Traore ends up with 9, Peyton Sanford with 7, Elijah Dembele ends up with 4, and Carter Kingsbury with 2 points. Those came in the first half. Wisconsin wins it here today, 74-63. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Postgame show continues from Iowa City. The Badgers 74, the Iowa Hawkeyes 63, as we take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Michigan State down 14 at the half. They win by 12. Big-time second half for the Spartans, 86-74 over the Oregon Ducks. Michigan and Indiana, Hoosiers trying to make a comeback. 12 seconds left in Bloomington with the Wolverines leading IU 66-63. Game will tip off in about an hour out at Pauley Pavilion. UCLA at home against Penn State. At 5 o'clock Central, Minnesota at the Barn, squaring off with the Illinois Fighting Illini. And the late game tonight, 9:30 tip Central time, Northwestern will be at Washington. That's a look at your Big Ten out-of-town scoreboard. Butchie, the old Fighting Badgers right now at 9-4. So at the moment, in fourth place, UCLA, as we mentioned, playing later, but getting themselves in position. You win this one, the next one is really big, and
talked about it, though. They couldn't lose these three games, even though two of them were on the road of that stretch of the last three, and they didn't. And this, I mean, winning on the road is tough. They've went to Northwestern and won, Iowa and won, and then they took care of business at home the last, you know, against Indiana. So you look at that, it's a really good stretch, and which was really, you know, some tough basketball that needed to be played. It wasn't always pretty, but you got the job done.
Yep, and they got their 19th win of the year, 19-5 overall, 9-4. In Big Ten Conference play. Wisconsin 74, Iowa 63. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Continuing with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers get the regular season sweep of the Hawkeyes. Wisconsin winning today 74-63. It's gone final in Bloomington. Michigan has held off Indiana 72-67. Well, one of the things I've wondered about in this, you know, with this is a very, and Greg Gard has mentioned, it's driven much by analytics, what they're doing offensively, threes and shots at the rim, you know, get to the free throw line. This team takes more threes than we have seen. They ended up 12 for 35 today, but just 5 of 18 in the second half. And I'm sure there are fans wondering, like maybe we all are, thinking, ooh, live by the three, die by the three, but that's not necessarily what this team is. You were suggesting it. It happened. They started attacking the rim more. They got some buckets that way. They got to the free throw line. It's good to know, as Greg mentioned, this team can win in some different ways.
Well, I think it goes back to the experience, right? I think you have analytics, and now all of a sudden you get a young team. They just say, well, we got to shoot them more threes. Now you play with an older team, the analytics and the, you know, three-point shot is part of it. But also you still got to play the game of basketball. And I think that's the biggest thing that I look at it. You know, you've got a guy in John Tonja that understands the game. All right, I'm going to put the head down. I'm going to get to the basket.
Yeah, it's amazing that when you have – good free throws, shooters get fouled a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this team, through the years, there have been some really good free throw shooting teams. There have been years where they haven't been because the guys who get fouled the most are in that 50 to 60% range. But now, like, Tanjay just has a knack for being able to get there. John Blackwell does as well. And they both knock it down at a, you know, Klesmet shoots at like 85%.
Correct.
It puts a burden on opposing teams. Who do you foul when you get late?
You don't. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah, they're all good.
I think that's the issue, too, is you get there, now you're putting pressure on the rim. And a foul is just like 2 points right now with this group. And that's been a huge part of it.
Badgers win it today, 74-63. Back to wrap things up in Iowa City in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Going for us, which is nice. So, all right. So, I'll you got a few days away from me. So
I do. I do.
That's good.
I'm sad.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah. After a yacht ride for 3 hours, I won't be.
You're going to be very sad on the drive home. It's like Wisconsin wins it here today over the Iowa Hawkeyes, 74-63. Just trying to continue to teach the youth of America.
Oh, yeah.
The music
absolutely.
Of yesteryear. All right, that'll do it for us mercifully. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is yacht rock enthusiast. I can't even say it. Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, Tabor Mays back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay hoping you'll join us next Saturday afternoon from Mackey Arena as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Of 2010, we're the radicals all of a sudden, and then we end up becoming the establishment, and then the you know, Scott Perry's come along, they're the radicals, and then it's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
And so you see that it's not that we change. I mean, there's this perception that you go to D.C. and then you become some freaking establishment hack. No, we stayed the same. I still believe generally the same stuff I believed when I was elected. The party has gotten increasingly radical. And so watching people like Elise Stefanik, who, by the way, what I was going to say about Boehner is he'd be able to pull people that had behavioral issues, right? Maybe they were cheating with their wife or they were drinking too much, and he'd sit them in the office and scold them. You don't have a speaker that does that anymore, which is why you have so many scandals coming out of the House GOP. It's incredible. But when somebody like Elise Stefanik, you know, who goes from being this moderate wunderkind, who's going to be the person in the image of Paul Ryan who saves the GOP, literally change overnight, and she changed because she was part of the impeachment. And she came out probably with conscience and defended Donald Trump in the first impeachment, but then went on Twitter and saw that all of a sudden she is being embraced by Donald Trump and all his minions. And Donald Trump embraced her, and that is the toxicity. Look, I've gone into the White House with Trump. I'll tell you, he's one of the most charismatic people you'll meet one-on-one. And I saw firsthand what he would try to do to win you over. He would tell me, Adam, I see you on TV. You're so good on TV. And what he's trying to do is feed your ego, but also tell you, I'm watching. And it's really easy then to just embrace Trumpism, because now all of a sudden it's easier and you get the accolades. And that's what these people do. And it goes to show there's no real soul there. There's no real red line there. And I just don't know what the job is worth if you're not going to go for a reason. If the purpose is yourself, it's hollow.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was watching him speak at struggled to speak at the National Prayer Breakfast today. And he was talking about how You know, we need to come together and do all these things. It's like you have the only coming together that he is interested in is you believing what I do and you doing what I want to do. You know, and there's right. And so I don't understand. I mean, I think the GOP is totally gone. What happens here?
Yeah. Look, I think it's gone. I think if you quantum leap, one of my favorite shows in the 90s, the 90s version of quantum leap,
okay.
If you quantum leap, you know, 20 years forward, I think you may find a GOP that's kind of back to normal. But I don't think that comes anytime soon. I think the thing the Republican Party is going to have to experience is crushing defeat.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, the Democrats, at least as of today, don't appear to be the opposition party that can deliver a crushing defeat. I mean, look, the fact is, I'm going to go off on a tangent, but give me 2 seconds.
Please.
For the last 10 days, you know, or a few days ago, for the prior 10 days, the House Democrats were at home in their district. While this constitutional crisis was going on, they should have come back to D.C. and made demonstrations, tried to get into buildings that they were being locked out of. Look, when you're in the minority, your one weapon is your message.
Yep.
That is it. And so the Republican Party has got to feel crushing defeats. They have to recognize that the majority of the country rejects them. And then naturally, they'll come back to where you need to be to win 51%. But as long as this anger, this division, this grievance politics works, which won't work forever, but as long as it does, the Republican Party is unfixable. And the real question is, you know, is there going to be a centrist party? That's tough to do. I would love to see it.
Yeah.
But the Democrats, will you accept conservatives or moderates in your party? That's a question for them. I can't answer that.
And I, you know, I can speak from experience on that. And I have been, you know, accepted by them. And they've been very, you know, open about the fact that, hey, yeah, you might be a little more, because I always describe myself as a fiscal conservative with a social conscience. I believe in marriage equality. I always did. I believe in, you know, women's right to choose, but fiscally, you know, if we're operating the my business like the federal government, I'm out of business. So you have to be a fiscal conservative, right?
Yep.
So they've been very open and welcoming. But I want to talk about that constitutional crisis that's going on with an unelected richest man in the world taking over. Like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah. Look, here's the big key. When people say like, oh gosh, you're against, you know, finding waste in government. No, that is a red herring. That's not true. Or that's a straw man, right?
Yep.
We're all for, I voted for almost probably every bill that had, let's go through the federal government with a fine tooth comb and save money. First off, the area of the federal government that Congress actually appropriates is like 20% of the total budget, okay? Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, interest on the debt, veterans payments, stuff that we don't have control over is about 80%. So let's be clear at what you're going to get out of here. But, you know, secondarily, there is no law that allows an unelected dude to come in with his 20-year-old kids and start to expose payments and misinformation and lies. You know, there's an example about Politico. They claim that USAID gave Politico $8 million to spread misinformation around Europe. Complete lie. In fact, it's $8 million over 10 years from the entire federal government, of which my office paid $10,000 a year for, the Speaker's office as well, and it was for access to a legislative database called Politico Pro. And by the way, the government legitimately getting those services also legitimately gives, by the way, billions to SpaceX and to Tesla in the terms of subsidies. So why isn't Doge going through, Doge, a fake agency, by the way, why isn't it going through those contracts with a fine-tooth comb? We know the answer. So they're creating this look over here at the so-called scandal that isn't, while they actually do their corruption over here. And that's what we have to be aware of and cut through the noise. They're going to throw out, you know, as a military pilot, there's something called chaff.
Yeah.
Blow out those aluminum strips and it confuses the radar. That's what they're doing right now. They're dropping chaff. We need to look through that and see the real target.
Yeah, and I want to. We got about 10 seconds left here before the break, but I want to go over that a little bit, and then I want to talk about, you know, your organization and what you're doing, and as well as some of the stuff that's happening in places overseas like Ukraine that I know you're really passionate about, because that we need to know what's going on about that and why it matters. So yeah, we got to cut through the chaff and and figure out the truth here. So we're here with Adam Kinzinger on the Rational Revolution, and we will be back right after this.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge gives a setback for Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency and the access it was given to Treasury records, including millions of Social Security and bank account numbers. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Not only has he stopped access, but the judge has said that Elon Musk and his operation should destroy any of the information that they've already downloaded from the Treasury Department records.
In New Orleans. The first ever Super Bowl host committee parade in the French Quarter, showcasing the magic of Mardi Gras ahead of the game tomorrow. In Israel, concern from both Palestinians and Israelis over the conditions of the hostages released on both sides. CBS News contributor Robert Berger.
It's the fifth hostage release since the ceasefire began 3 weeks ago. 21 hostages have been released so far.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Super Bowl 59 coming up tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Eagles and the Chiefs spending time with family and friends before tomorrow night's Super Bowl here in New Orleans. Kickoff at 5:30. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce on what he likes to do the night before the game.
I really don't have too many crazy routines. I really just show up to the game ready to play some football and ready to go, you know, all out for the guys that I'm playing with.
NBA, the Bucks losing in Atlanta last night, 115-110. Doc Rivers upset with what he called a casual effort by his team in the third quarter.
It would have been a joke to basketball if we win the game tonight. We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve to win. We're a better team than what we showed, and it's on me. I got to get them to see it. It's on me. I got to get them to see that you can't be casual in an NBA game and think you're going to win the game.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Additional accumulation of snow today, maybe another 4 or 5 inches. We'll see a high near 24 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low around 1. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 16. Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. Right now, it's 22.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's 4 presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow is off this week, so get used to some Bach in the Dock. Greg Bach and Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Monday through Thursday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. We got the one and only Adam Kinzinger here joining us. Thank you again, by the way, for doing this.
It's great.
Appreciate it. I know, thank you for your friendship. I know with what I'm doing, we're going to be talking after this and all that stuff. So, again, thank you for all that. Guys, go out and get his book, Renegade, available where books are sold. It really is definitely worth it. New York Times bestseller. And it's damn good. And it's kind of like a hard hitting, like a come to Jesus type thing. Cause a lot of that matters, man. Like, I appreciate the,
Look, it's really easy. It's really easy that, we've lived these 12 years that I was in politics, but we've lived as long as we're conscious about politics as Republicans. And, it's just this like little changes every day.
Yeah.
It's easy to get kind of sucked into that. And I think there's an importance in looking back and saying, where have we really come? And what is it that we claim we believe? And are we actually following through on that? And obviously, I don't think so.
I want to talk about Ukraine a lot. A question came up. The people that want to distract from January 6th, is that valid? Are Americans over that? Or how much should we keep holding people account to that?
Look, I was actually ready to move on from January 6th after the election because, my view was this election was going to be the thing that determines the importance of January 6th. And obviously, I think January 6th is very important. I think most Americans think it's important, but they happen to think the price of eggs, which are going up, by the way, under Trump,
right.
They happen to think that was more important. And I understand that, right? Like, esoteric and academic exercises aren't always the most compelling things on Maslow's hierarchy. That's fine. I think historically it's going to be seen as an incredibly important moment. I think when Donald Trump came in and released the criminals and gave them pardon, I think it kept January 6th on the headlines. So like I said, I was ready to move on. He came in and said, I want to keep this in the American consciousness. And it is. By the way, there have already been 5 pardoned January 6thers that have either been shot by police or rearrested. That number is only going to go up because these weren't people that got sucked in, to the Donald Trump thing. They were bad, and they ended up using their badness on behalf of Donald Trump. And they're going to do it again.
Yeah, the party of Back the Blue. Isn't that weird, eh?
Yeah.
So speaking of bad things happening, Donald Trump, who was impeached the first time for a quid pro quo with Ukraine, told Ukraine, yes, we'll give you aid as long as you give us access to your mines. weird. What leadership vacuum is happening right now on the world stage in places like Ukraine?
Go ahead.
Please. No, and what can we do about it? That's...
Look, on the mine situation, I actually think it's a smart move on Ukraine to talk about that and use it. Because, look, the reality is if it's not an ally of Ukraine that is America that's going to get access to some of this, it's going to be the Russians, obviously, through force,
yep,
or the Chinese through influence. And so that's fine. And if that is utilized to actually keep Trump engaged in Ukraine, it's sad that that's what they have to do.
Right.
But fine. But the lack of leadership on the world stage is stunning right now. Because, look, we have real competitors. We have real enemies out there. We have Iran. We have Russia. We have China. Donald Trump, can you tell me anything? Nobody can, because he hasn't. Anything that he has done to stand up to China, slight a few more tariffs. Anything he has done to stand up to Russia, nothing. Anything he's done to stand up to Iran. But what he has is really stood up to the Danish on Denmark.
Yeah,
he's right. Really talked about how we're going to take the Panama Canal back, invade Canada now, yes, and start a drug war in Mexico. And so because he is a small, scared, weak, honestly, boy, he's still a boy from when his dad wasn't giving him enough attention.
Yeah.
He is going to threaten things that are weaker than him, people that are weaker than him, because that makes him feel tough. It makes him look tough in the absence of him actually being tough with people that he needs to be tough to. So I think, look, Our allies are scrambling. The world is scrambling. And China is laughing because they're going to step up and fill that vacuum. You shut down USAID. Look, USAID is not about – I was a big supporter of USAID. It's not about peace hippie crap giving people a bunch of free things. This is about American soft power that is utilized to push back against the Russian and the Chinese. The Chinese and the Russians are super happy right now that we're shuttering USAID because they'll come in with their money and replace it in a heartbeat. So, yeah, the leadership is gone, and all this American blood, treasure, and toil to create a post-World War II order where we were on top is really a threat.
Yeah, and it was interesting, and I think it was – it might have, you go to the guys at the Niskanen Center, right? I think it was Jeff that said – that one of the biggest repercussions from the Trump one was all the brain drain that happened in Washington, and where the best and the brightest, they're like, yeah, screw this, I can't. Mm-hmm. And now, 40,000, I think I saw, took that buyout. And I mean, I don't blame them. Like working under threat and work like it's unconscionable what's happening.
Well, this is how like not to be too dramatic, but it's how authoritarians take control.
Oh, yeah.
They come in. And they say, you have a choice. You either comply with us or we'll buy you out to leave. And so if you're a person that's not interested in complying, you're going to take the buyout. Either way, though, the authoritarians win because you're gone. You're out of government. Yeah. And the thing to keep in mind is, you know, and I'm guilty of this, talking about the growth of the federal government and all this kind of stuff. In reality, from 1970 to today, the federal government really has not grown at all.
Yeah.
In fact, per capita, there are many less government employees per person than there were. And so, look, I think we need to understand that. And go, fine, if there are areas where we can cut waste, areas where people can, through attrition, by the way, people through attrition can be let go, that's great. But there has to be a process. That is not Elon Musk, you know, taking a payment to Politico and lying and saying it's USAID and creating misinformation. It needs to be a legitimate legal process that doesn't exist right now.
So talk about what you're doing. You have people that are going to go to Ukraine to help as well with your organization. Yeah. I saw. Holy cow.
Yeah. So I've got an organization, Country First. It's country1st.com. And this really started as an effort to save the GOP and and migrated into an effort really to save
well that ship
democracy.
Has sailed
right yeah we have that ship sailed
yeah.
We have as many Democrats, independents, and you know, sane Republicans now, and we've been engaged from our political side in trying to take out people. We were part of taking out Madison Cawthorn. We got Democrats the Republican primary. It was great. You know, I consider it democracy building here at home, but we're sending a group of people to Ukraine to both help in medical side of things and the humanitarian side of things for 3 weeks. We'll do that in the spring or summer, whenever we can get that knocked out, because I think it's important for us to show that, you know, while who knows what the government's going to do with Ukraine, hopefully that not abandon them, the American people stand with them. And I think it's important for us in that message.
It's so wild how people don't understand why that's important and how that matters is, you know, we can fight that front without risking one American life as long as we support our friends. It's not that hard to understand.
Look, it's this idea that America can walk and chew gum.
Yeah.
Right? We can focus on domestic issues and also keep our international leadership. We can stand up and by the way, and I think it's important to mention, all of the aid that goes to Ukraine is not, very small exception of it, is not written as a big check to Ukraine.
Right.
It is actually written to buy U.S. defense articles to replace old defense articles that we were getting ready to spend money on destroying anyway.
Right.
We send those old defense articles to Ukraine where they can use them instead of having to have them destroyed. And in the process, you know, Oshkosh has a big defense facility.
Sure do.
They get new orders. The American defense establishment, which needed a refreshment, gets refreshed, and our military stocks get updated. This is a win-win, frankly, for everybody. Unfortunately, the Biden administration did a terrible job of explaining that, and it seems like they just wrote a big check.
Yeah, you talk about messaging. That's a big problem. I want to ask, too, through all of this, have you – because I know I have changed on things. you know, when you kind of take a step back from where you were in the Republican Party and like you're a little punch drunk, it's like, oh my God, okay. And you look around, have you had any positions change? Have you changed personally?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, first off, the personal change has been like you recognize that Democrats aren't the enemy, right? By the way, there are some extremists out there on the left. Let's be clear.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
talking about them. They're
yes.
still bad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But like Democrats are our allies in this fight, and they love democracy as much as I do. I would continue to tell them that they need to be a little better at accepting differences in policy because that's actually what democracy is and yes. it's for. But then things like the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, you know, when we voted against that in the House, it was because, look, it was, you know, more federal government control over state, you know, carrying out. And it was a holdover from Jim Crow era. And I voted against that saying we don't need these holdovers from the Jim Crow era. But now when I look back, it's like, no, actually, the Democrats were right. The Republicans are intending to change who can vote in the South and yeah. why. Now, the problem, and I would say to people that are big fans of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act as an example, is that gives the DOJ a lot of control over these laws, and it's now Trump's DOJ, so just keep that in mind. But things like that, yes, absolutely, I've moderated on. And because, yeah, you get a chance to step back, take a deep breath. And I also recognize as a Christian myself, Democrats can be Christians too.
Yes. I think it was, I don't know if it was on Inauguration Day, but we were texting back and forth and you told me, you said, you know, you said, today is a dark day, but I still am hopeful. What gives you hope?
Well, you know, as John McCain always said, he goes, it's darkest before it gets pitch black. So I always think that's funny. But, you know, the thing that gives me hope is just, look, I it's history. You look at history and we go through these swings, these pendulum swings. Now, I thought we were at an extreme and obviously we had some room to go. But I don't think it can stay that way. We're what, 2 weeks into the administration and already Elon Musk's popularity has collapsed. Donald Trump's is no better than it was. Like, I think they're going to stretch too far, and ultimately, they're not going to be able to get done what they want to. They're creating a lot of smoke right now, but they're not going to be able to pass the bills they want. So, and I still believe the court system works, even though I have some concerns, obviously, with the Supreme Court, but I think the system works. So I have hope that in the long run, we come back from this. Because honestly, if I didn't, I'd go do something else. This is a waste of time if I didn't. But I'm also going to say it's not automatic. And that's why it takes some effort.
Yeah. You know, it's, yeah. One of the things that I think gives me hope, too, is that, you know, there are so many of the Republicans in Congress and the Senate right now that are tied so tightly with someone who is terrible. And I think Liz Cheney said that, you know, Donald Trump will leave.
He will.
But your actions will stay with you. And here in our congressional district, we have a guy that put Donald Trump's name on top of his own and all of his yard signs. He's done.
That's so insane.
That's stupid.
Such a cult, by the way.
Yes.
It's such a freaking cult.
I know. So bad.
That's nuts.
Yes. So, I mean, I think that there's a lot of things that we can work on. And I hope you keep pushing, man, because...
Look, I will, and I'll say this to people too, is like, take the burden to save the country off your shoulders, right? Yeah. Everybody walks around with this burden of like, man, if I just tweet one more thing, or if I do, I can save the country, and you live in this perpetual, like, you know, it's like working out. I work out a lot, but you always have this feeling that like, I'm not working out enough, right? And the reality is, for a 46-year-old dude, I'm working out plenty. It's the same thing with politics, which is like, take that burden off your shoulders, because when you carry that, you eventually you'll break, you'll wear out. We all do. There is no human that can push through that. So make it sustainable so you can stay in the fight for 4 years. That's what we need. We don't need you, you know, putting out another tweet that's going to break you mentally, because that's going to save the country. It ain't, but we can all do it together. That's the key.
Yeah. And I, as we part here, I thank you so much. I'm proud of what you did. I'm proud
Thanks.
Of what you do.
I'm proud of you, by the way. Let me just Thank brag you. About you. Thanks for doing the public thing that you did. It's not easy. And you're a local figure. You guys come under much more threat than national figures because, you know, you're more touchable to people. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. And all the best to your wife, your son. And we'll keep talking down the road, brother. Thank you very much.
Back at you, my friend. Thank you.
Take care. Adam Kinzinger, everybody on the Rational Revolution. Thank you very much.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wow. That was cool. Adam Kinzinger, holy cow. Wonderful guy. And I got to know him pretty well during this campaign. It was funny. I don't know what it was. There was some news thing that I was on, and I was driving back from it, and my phone goes up, and it's a number I didn't know, when I pick up, and he's like, "Hey, Mark." Hello? It's Adam Kinzinger. I was like, "Holy crap, what's up, man?" And I don't know how he got my number, but he reached out and just said, "I really appreciate what you're doing, and please keep it up and keep in touch." And he said, I'm going to call you every week through this whole thing, cause we got to work together, and we got to, kind of stick it out together. And he did. And we still talk multiple times a week, and he's become actually a really good friend. And if you do have a chance to get that book, Renegade, it's very good. He also has a movie that's going to be coming out. There was a crew that that followed him for the last, I think it was last 16 months of him being in office, and it was before they did the redistricting and all of that, and all that madness happened. They followed him through the January 6th committee and all of that. It's called The Last Republican. He was gracious enough to let me see it before it came out, and it really is, it's incredible. It's by the same director that put out The Hot Tub Time Machine. I think it's a lot better than The Hot Tub Time Machine, if I do say so myself. But it's a movie that's raw, that really goes into, what happened in the January 6th committee and that whole time, and the toll that it took on his family, his wife and his new son. They had to move. He doesn't live in Illinois anymore. He lives in just outside of Houston, because there were threats constantly to him and to his family. And, that whole time really took a toll on him. And so, I would watch that movie when it comes out and read the book, because, as he said too, how we come together, obviously I think, and he thinks too, the Republican Party is just about done. But, if you are someone who is a left-leaning person, I encourage you to listen to the things that he says, read his book, because the way that we move forward, in my opinion, is to humanize some of the people that are moderate. And even moderates are center left, and if those folks are accepted, he said that the Republicans have to have crushing defeats. Well, the only way that's going to happen is if the Democratic Party accepts people that are on the center left. I do feel that I've been accepted, which is wonderful, and everyone's been great. I am a party member now, so I think I announced that a few weeks ago. But I am a member of the Democratic Party where I reside. That's how we move forward. And I cannot thank Adam Kinzinger enough for doing that interview. He has a contract with CNN, and that kind of, you know, for him to step outside that a little bit for little old me and the show. He's a really, really good man. And I think we need more of that. We talked a little bit about kind of the constitutional crisis of what's going on. I've been working to try to get someone who works inside of the federal government to come on and talk about what's happening. You know, these offices being shuttered and employees being locked out. Because they're, as Adam Kinzinger said, that's the chaff. What's happening is all of this noise, I think, with some of the stuff that they're coming out with, that we're going to take over Gaza and all of this. That's all chaff to try to distract us from what's really going on inside the federal government, inside of DC. And, you know, you talk about closing USAID. I want to say what USAID has done. You know, in 2024 alone, $45 million to the UN World Food Program, helping millions of Venezuelans flee some incredible violence in their homeland. $135 million to help farmers farm crops like coffee and cacao, chocolate, instead of cocaine. $6.5 billion fighting AIDS in Iraq, in Africa, and funding hospitals in war-torn Syria. Like, and this is a national security crisis as well, because as he said in the interview, what's going to happen is now we have a massive leadership vacuum on the world stage. Just because we're not funding these problems and assisting these issues that need help doesn't mean the problems go away. They still are there and they still need help. And it's now not the United States that is the ones that are helping. You know, we ever since World War II and we were the great arbiters of all that is good and just. And by doing this, what we do is we take ourselves out of that moral authority and it's gone. So we don't have the authority to talk about what is right and what is wrong. And that leadership gap will be filled, and it will be filled by likely China. As he said, they are licking their chops to see what is happening. And now people in Syria and Africa and Venezuela and Peru, they're going to look to someone else for help, not us. And all of this stuff that happens, this does not make America great. This weakens us significantly. It shatters any notion about, oh, the United States are here, they're here for good. No, we have backstabbed our allies. We have turned our back on our promises that we made to our friends. The causes that we have fought for valiantly, we're just dropping. So what's happening here? Oh boy. We got a long, long way to go. But as long as we got people like Adam Kinzinger in that fight, like he said, I am hopeful. And I am. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. That was a fun episode. Next week, I've got one of the officers, Harry Dunn, that was at the Capitol on January 6th. So stick around for that. There's a little preview of what is to come next week. So that will be a fascinating discussion as well here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees, and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. The Trump administration has been busy in the nation's federal courts over everything from offering millions of federal workers buyouts to its attempt to dismantle USAID. That agency provides humanitarian aid around the world, and in some nations, including parts of Africa, people in need are already suffering severe hunger.
A Trump-appointed judge granted a preliminary injunction and temporarily blocked plans to put some 2,200 federal employees from that agency on leave and reinstated another 500. Unions representing the workers sued and called the move unconstitutional. Only Congress can dismantle an agency. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
In New Orleans, law enforcement is watchful amid the partying going on before tomorrow's Super Bowl. This is people are still mourning the 10 who died in a new